This just in. I'm not kidding. I've just been handed this piece of paper which says the following. A giant German rabbit named Robert is working to feed North Koreans. A retired man living near Berlin struck a deal with the Pyongyang government to help start a bunny breeding program. NPR's Emily Harris sent this story.
A faded sign on the front door says, "Beware of the dog." But the rabbits caged in Carl Smolinski's backyard could be a little frightening, too, if you aren't expecting 22-pound bunnies with ears 8 inches long. After Smolinski's rabbit Robert won the title of biggest rabbit in Germany last year, the North Korean government came to take a look. Last month, for just over $100 a head, Smolinski shipped 4 big bucks, including Robert, and 8 huge hares to Pyongyang to start a government-sponsored breeding program.
Da waren die Koreaner.
The Koreans weren't at all interested in the smaller breeds, he says, only the big ones. The minister who came out here didn't want any rabbits that were under 10 kilograms. Smolinski says a rabbit that size can provide 7 kilos, or about 15 pounds, of meat. You can eat all the parts of a rabbit, he says, everything but the intestines, lungs, liver. There's lots of meat in the head. You can take it out and make liverwurst. Every part of the rabbit is good, he says, except the bones. Those are for the dog. Smolinski's rabbits munch a pellet mix that includes oats, apples, and oil. They also eat greens, here fresh kale from his garden. He says giant rabbits need about 2 pounds of food a day. That's twice as much as the North Korean government distributes to many of its people to survive. But Smolinski isn't worried that the rabbits will starve. He says they eat rice. During communist times here, he said, we didn't have as much available as now, so we also bought rice for the rabbits. But when you feed them rice, they must also have a lot of liquids, so they don't get bloated or stopped up. The North Korean embassy in Berlin told NPR that, of course, there is enough food for the rabbits. Michael Dunford, deputy director in North Korea of the United Nations Food Aid Program, says at this point there is enough food for people just.
We haven't seen evidence of starvation at this stage. We are concerned, however, that food insecurity is worsening, and given the amount of food that arrived in the country last year, it will start to have an impact in what we call the lean season.
That's when last year's harvest will start to run out, sometime this spring. Many international contributions to feed North Korea dropped after Pyongyang added restrictions to the UN program 2 years ago. South Korea still made major and needed bilateral donations, but suspended those last year after Pyongyang tested missiles, then a nuclear device. Smolinski says he's not worried about helping a dictatorship. He's thinking about hungry children. During Hitler's time and afterwards, he says he remembers how hard everything was. I lived through all that as a child, he says, and wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. I hope through the rabbits I can help a little bit, says Smolinski, and that Korea might wake up and start caring more for its people than for the bomb. Even if international sales grow, Smolinski is keeping his favorite rabbit, the 18-pound Robert II, son of the first. He's hoping this spring to go visit his dozen already breeding at an agricultural enterprise near Pyongyang. Emily Harris, NPR News, Eberswalde.